Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Ha ha. What you know about it? Ha ha. What you know about it? I said it hip-hop, the hip-hop, the hip-hop, the hip-hop, the hip-hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubba to the boogie, the bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie.
Really?
You never learn, do you?
Do you?
You the one who keeps doing it.
Whatever. Hello, everyone. This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. What's going on tonight, partner? Other than the sorry ass show, Empire. But other than that,
really,
what's going on?
What did Empire ever do to you?
Whatever.
How horrible is that? Hater. But at any rate. Oh, my God. I had a teacher work day today, and it was wonderful. I got lots of work done, so that gives me more time to write. That's always a good thing.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. That, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Oh, yes. So talkative tonight. Let me tell you. The radio waves just lighten up.
I usually get bashed, you know, by you for talking too much, so I'm quiet.
Really? Okay. Anyway, y'all. Please tell everybody what the show is about tonight and who we have on as guest, Ms. Jordan. Since you want to be so quiet, I'm going to let you do that tonight.
Okay. Well, tonight's show. Are you talking about Empire?
No, not Empire. Our show.
No. Oh, our show. Oh, I'm sorry. You should have said that. Well, our show is about. Is it ever okay to sleep with either your best friend's ex or your ex's friend?
Interesting. Okay, and who's going to be on the show tonight?
We have Sanaya Irving, and we have Shamika Gonzalez. Yeah, and of course, we have Shonda in, and Shonda is going to join in and cut up as usual.
As usual, of course. So, are you going to introduce their books with them along with who's going to be on the show?
Oh, well, Jesus, I swear, you are just the biggest nut in the world. I would be honored to introduce their books. Okay, so, Sanaya has this book that looks really, really awesome, and it is called Love Ain't Never Loyal. It has a steamy cover too. I was blushing.
Yeah,
and then Shamika's book is called The Streets or My Wife. And the interesting thing about her book is she wrote this with her fiance. So that's really kind of cool. Yeah, I thought that was neat. You know,
well, how come we didn't have their fiance on too?
Well, I think
I'm
he's busy
saying.
Right now.
Okay, we'll have to get him back
on. Yep.
All right.
So at any rate, how's your week been going?
The usual, writing, trying to get not only Sugar Free out, but also be ready for Inches from Ecstasy.
That sounds, wow. That sounds kind of...
People are going to... The same people who love Sugar as a character, they're going to really love the main character in Inches from Egg.
Really?
Forewarn you now. Yes, she is off the chain. But anyway.
I'm going to have to see this because I remember what you told me the main character does, and I don't see that type of person being off the chain unless she's like, you know, a little freaky snacky, so, you know.
Really? Yeah, she's off the chain, and she's freaky sneaky, to
she's
say the least.
Freaky sneaky? Why do you have to say it like that? I said it with more oomph, more gusto, and then here you come and you say it like you're making fun. Well, you probably are. Making fun of me, jackass.
Yes, I am. Anyway.
Yeah, as usual.
Before we get to the main topic and our guest, we have something that we like to call the spin cycle topic. So, KJ, spin the wheel.
Okay, well, my first topic, you know that Viola Davis was the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for lead actress in a TV show this past week. Well, you know, she made this very, very compelling acceptance speech where
let me interrupt you right quick. Did she give the whole, because I didn't see it, but did she give the whole Halle Berry thing? Remember when Halle Berry won the Oscar and she, you know, gave that huge monumental speech, and she was shaking, and she had the facial expression. Did Viola do all that?
Not necessarily, but what she said was just as profound because, you know, she said the only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is simply opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there.
Well, she could have said that about anybody, not just women.
Well, I'm just saying.
What separates everybody is opportunity.
It was profound. And so then here comes, I don't know how you say her name. I think it's Gran, but I know it's Nancy Lee, and then her last name is Grahn. Well, she was unsatisfied and took to her Twitter account, and People Magazine wants everybody to know that that they verified that this was her Twitter account, and she railed against, She railed against Viola Davis and said, "I'm an, you know, effing actress for 40 years. None of us get respect or opportunity we deserve. Emmy's not venue for racial opportunity. All women belittled." Oh, boy. She got dragged through the mud for her comments about Viola Davis. So she's talking about now how she's...
Not that I want to interrupt you, but I read her comments. I saw the whole Twitter thing. I know about this story because I researched it a little bit. Didn't know you was going to do it.
Oh, wow, you? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I read all of her comments, plus the comments that she made after the fact when she got dogged. And I just want to say, did she really jump on Viola? Or was she just talking about what Viola said? She didn't really say anything about Viola in particular.
Well, she kind of did because she made a comment about how Viola should have had her acceptance speech crafted or scripted by Shonda Rhimes. Then she was talking about how, you know, how dare she say this, that, and the other because she would kill to have the roles that Viola Davis has had.
Which is true.
She did kind of slam Viola there. She did.
Yeah. I guess it seems like she had sour grapes, but when you see everything that she wrote in its totality, it was just somebody who was venting, and they did it at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem with Twitter. That's the problem with Twitter. You get 140 characters, and sometimes it doesn't behoove you to push pins. Particularly when you are a celebrity.
Particularly when you're upset.
It's not like she was upset. She was just making comments. She was just saying, oh, okay.
I don't think she should have said squat right then.
Well, I mean, and this is coming from a guy. I can see her point of view for being a woman. What she was saying was all women struggle. All women, you know, struggle with the roles and stuff like that. That's what she was saying. And she got her throat chopped down. Like, damn, people were trying to chop her in the throat, you know, for saying what she said.
I have a message. I got a message for you from Shonda, and Shonda said to tell Jody to shut up. And I agree.
Bottom line
Shonda.
Is, yeah, you know why Shonda said that? Because bottom line is, women, black women in particular, y'all always looking for a damn fight. Y'all always want to jump on somebody. Somebody disrespect y'all, or you think they disrespect y'all. Oh, let me break out the knives and the AKs and everything else and take
what
them out.
What kind of woman you dealing with?
The reality is, this woman was just she used a bad choice in words, but I kind of understand what she was saying. She was saying, as a woman, hell, it's hard for all of us, not just black women. It's hard for all of us. That's what she was saying. But it came out the wrong way, and it came out at the wrong time. That wasn't
Shonda
the time to
said,
say something.
Shonda said that lady was wrong,
period,
and he is feeding, you are feeding a stereotype.
What
I agree with Shonda.
Feeding? What are you talking about? What, angry black woman syndrome? Come on.
Yeah, that one among others. Among
that
others.
That was one of our biggest shows, from if I recall, you know. When we did that,
yeah,
angry black woman syndrome.
You're about to make me
but
one,
anyway.
So shush. Yeah. What's yours?
Mine is one that's kind of interesting. The last few days, a veteran of the literary world has been kind of, let's see, how can I say this? Kind of opening up and revealing the ins and out of the publishing industry. Treasure Blue, all of y'all who, you know, friends with him on Facebook and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about. He's been, you know, going off on publishers, quote unquote, you know, quote unquote, best national best-selling authors, all that stuff. But anyway, on one particular post, he was talking about, and he sparked a whole lot of interest in 99-cent books and publishers and new authors who buy into this notion that the only way to get a name for yourself or to compete with experienced authors is to have your book for 99 cents. Now, anybody who knows me, you know, and he's been listening to this show, knows how I feel about 99-cent books.
Shonda said, really? Are we doing this again?
Yep. Here's what I'm going to say, because this post sparked more. It sparked a lot of debate yesterday and the day before. And the only thing I'm going to say about it is this. New authors, when you are looking into being published and finding a publisher, if you don't want to, you know, independently publish yourself, and so you're looking for a publisher, stop letting these publishers talk y'all into selling your hard work for 99 cents and telling you, oh, if you have your book for $2.99 and over, that people just won't buy it because you're new. You don't have a fan base. You know, everybody else that's new, you're going to be competing with them, and they have 99-cent books. That is a load, excuse my French, and we don't have to worry about the FCC airwaves. That is a load of bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why. Is it harder to sell your book at $2.99, your ebook at $2.99, if you're a new author? Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Yes, it is. Is it impossible? Nope. Not at all. Can you get your name out there, and can you develop a fan base without having a 99-cent book? You're damn right you can. All you have to do is work harder. That's all you have to do. All you have to do is work.
Oh, Lord.
And even if you had your book for 99 cents, it still ain't going to guarantee nobody's going to read your crap. You got to get out there, period. And if you're getting, and my point is, if you're getting out there, then why would you have your book for 99 cents? Don't do it. You don't have to listen to them. Don't listen to a publisher try to convince you otherwise. They are full of crap. I'm telling you, they're full of crap. Because you're I'm not just talking, I'm talking from experience. You're talking to somebody who had one book, who has done book fairs, who has done multiple signings, who has done multiple book club events. One book. New author, pretty much. I've done all that. You know why? Because I can put myself out there. Kenitra's done the same thing. You know why? Because she put herself out there. You don't have to sell your damn book for 99 cents. Stop it. Stop it. You don't have to.
Why do you sound like you're talking to your child?
Get paid what you're worth, because I feel like that's what I'm doing with these new authors. Get
paid
what you're worth. Get paid what you're worth. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, and moving on to the next one. Yay. Okay, so mine, coming down off of Jody's sermon for today.
Whatever.
We'll pass the collection plate in a little while. Make sure you contribute nicely. But at any rate, so my next one is Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Who the hell is Ben Carson? I'm kidding.
He's a retired surgeon. But listen, here's the thing. I find myself in a quandary. Okay? And
why
the
are you
reason
in a quandary?
I say that, I'm getting ready to tell you, shut up. And the reason I say that quickly, because I know Empire's coming on tonight,
whatever,
is that I used to really love and adore this man, Ben Carson.
Really?
I admired him. Yes, I admired him for his bootstrap mentality in life. I admired him because he pulled himself up by his bootstraps. I admired him for so many reasons. You know, I've read his book. I have a novel unit on his book. I taught district teachers how to teach his book about his life story and how to make it, you know, higher order thinking. And I've always done this. I've always supported this man. And now for him to come out with some of the stuff that he's saying, like, it's just kind of like, you know, he shattered my image of him. And it's like, man, I endorsed you, not for president, but in my classroom. I endorsed you for all these years just to now see the veil removed, just to see what a pig you are. He actually said that he would never support a Muslim being in the White House, said that he thinks that Islam is inconsistent with the Constitution. I don't know.
Isn't there a separation of church and state?
And that's why I said I don't know where he got that from, because we're not a theocracy, we are a democracy. And even though there are certain words that say, you know, indivisible under God, you know, under God, indivisible, you know, all that, if you notice, a lot of your, you know, atheist groups have been working to get under God removed. So it seems to me, if that's the case, you would rather have it, you would rather state that an atheist should not be able to be in the White House. An atheist's views would go against the Constitution, not Islam, because Islam itself is not a violent, you know, religion. So for him to make a comment like that, it's just like, wow. And so now he's trying to back off of these comments. But get this, since he made the comment, 24 hours after he made the comment, his campaign received over $1 million in donations for that comment. And
that's not surprising.
Well, you know, it's just crazy.
And the only reason why I say it's not surprising is because we live in a society where we have to have a villain. And now our villain used to be Russia. And now our villain is Islam and Muslims.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, a real leader would not stigmatize Muslims. A real leader would not stigmatize Islam. Yeah. Yes. And I fully believe that. Reason why? Because America does not function or live in a bubble. We don't live all to ourselves. We have to be able to work with other nations. You're not going to be able to work with any other nation taking an attitude and a stance like that.
Well, I mean, that's just a scare tactic. That's what they do. I mean, that's what the Republicans are known for. They use fear in order to get elected. I mean, that's what, Bush did. That's pretty much what his father did. That's pretty much what Ronald Reagan did. I mean, all through the years, that's what they used. They used some type of fear because it's easy to prey on people's fears. And sadly, this guy who, like you said, he was a self-made man. He had a lot of promise as far as just his story and what he could have done to inspire folks. And, I mean, he probably still is inspiring people. But to make some of the comments that he's made, he just looks like a crazy old man now. And that's sad to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
To me, he's like Donald Trump. I mean, he's just a black Donald Trump. Except his comments are even crazier than Donald Trump's comments. But it's funny to me how people like this, like the older they get, I don't know if it's senile or what, but I remember when Donald Trump ran for president when I was younger, and people didn't even take him seriously. They was like, you know, what? Really? Donald Trump? He was laughable, to be honest with you, as far as being a presidential candidate. And now this dude is like 20, 30 years older, running for president, saying crazy stuff, and people are taking him seriously. I just don't get it. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the climate that we live in. You know, people are mad because Obama won twice. And let's keep it real. If he could have run for a third term, he'd win a third term, too. People are upset about that, and they think that by scaring folks with immigration and citizenship talk and closing the borders, we got to close the borders, all this crap, they're going to win. And what's going to end up happening is it's going to backfire, because what or who is a major minority right now? It's not African Americans. It is Latinos. And you're talking about closing the borders, and you're talking about, you know, you're vilifying them. What do you think is going to happen? It's so funny to me. I'm going to sit back. I mean, of course I'm going to vote. But I'm going to sit back and enjoy this one.
Right.
I am.
Well, you think we got a whole year left of this fun shenanigans.
Yeah. But anyway.
I know, right? So we will
coming
be right
up,
back. We have an ad. Yes, go ahead.
Coming up, y'all, we have Sanaya and Shamika, right?
That's right.
Yes, and Shamika. And they're going to tell us about their latest book and what they got coming up in the future. And then they're going to join us for our main hot topic. So coming up after this.
Yeah. Hey, Jody, while we're on listening to this nice little ad, how about you check your inbox, and we'll be right back, everyone. WTF with Kenitra and Joe D is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and creativity go right together. Please continue to follow with us as we go through the course of 2015. Be sure you pick up our newest release, Washing His Blood by Kenitra Jordan, on Amazon.com for your Kindle. And keep your eyes peeled, because sugar is returning to your Kindle soon, and sugar-free. Before 2015 is out, you will know who Joe Ken Publication is. Stay tuned. Okay, and we are back. Are you there, Joe D? Are you there?
Really,
okay.
One ad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone's
I think we have
the
somebody
door.
At the door.
Yo. Come on.
Hello,
all right,
hello.
So we have Shonda, we have Shamika, and we have Sanaya. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we start, can I say something right quick? Shonda, bite me. All right, go ahead.
Shonda, did you hear that?
I heard him, but I chose not to reply.
Start him off, KJ.
All right, so, first question. So, first question I have, I want to know from both of you, Shamika and Sanaya, where are you guys both from?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Is that Shamika?
Yeah, Shamika, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Hi.
Tonight?
And I'm from Chicago.
Awesome. Yes. So now, okay, Shania, what got you into writing?
I don't know. I always liked writing since I was, before I can even spell.
What's
that? I
think
it was like passed down, my dad. I said I used to like writing even before I could spell, so it was just like habit. Always
got
to write.
What's your favorite thing to write? Do you write mostly urban? What is your favorite thing to write?
Mostly urban.
Okay.
But no preference.
Okay. Shamika, what got you into writing?
It was a hobby for me when I was younger, and I stopped doing it for a while after I had kids, but I picked it up again because it just seemed like something interesting to get into to see if I can push myself to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you juggle that? How do you juggle, because I know you said you have three children. How do you juggle writing? Oh, you have two. I'm so sorry. How do you juggle writing and having two children?
You trying to get a woman another child? Man, I'm just saying.
Honestly, my day-to-day is just consumed with trying to figure out how I will fit in writing with everything else that I do. So I find myself staying up, like, late hours just trying to type something up when everybody else is asleep.
I know that, right? I know the struggle. Shamika, what type of things do you like to write about?
Just about, like, I guess street life. Just things that are happening around me that I know. And then I
have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you ladies, what publishing companies are you guys signed with?
I'm with Right Circle Publications.
And I'm with Platinum Presents.
Okay, I know both of those. Very nice, very nice. Do your publishing companies allow you to do collaborations or?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Would you like to do a collaboration?
Oh sure, I would.
Right. Me too.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
So Naya, tell me. Do you think that you'll just stay in the urban fiction genre, or do you plan on branching out and expanding to other genres?
Well, I feel like once I get it down, my writing skills how I want it to be, that eventually I'll try to branch off.
What type of stories would you like to do? Because, I mean, I know, I'm talking to African-American writers, and everybody just assumes that we always write just urban stuff. But I'm sure just being writers, your imagination takes you elsewhere. So where else would you want to go with your writing?
I don't know, to be honest. I always wanted to write, I wanted to venture into, children because I'm going to school to be an elementary teacher. So I always wanted to venture off into, little kids' books. But I don't know.
Awesome. That's a great
was
idea.
Was your first book 99 cents?
Shut down!
That's
not that ridiculous. She's bothering Jody right now. I can guarantee you that's what she's doing.
Not. No, I'm not. Because my question was leading into another question. No, it wasn't. Don't be making me petty. I wasn't even being petty tonight. I was just asking a question.
Okay,
Ask your question.
Well, my next question is real petty. My next question is, did your publisher tell you or try to coerce you into making a night having a 99-cent book?
I mean, it wasn't like coerced, or it wasn't like, I feel like it was like a set thing already, so it was like, it felt negotiable, basically.
Did you feel a certain type of way about it? I mean, did you feel like, oh, no, I don't want to do this?
No, I didn't mind starting off with it. It wasn't a big issue for me.
Me either, honey. Go ahead, me either.
I told y'all, I'm sorry. That was not directed at y'all. That was Shonda riding in the front, riding shotgun with the teddy bear.
Wait a minute, Shamika didn't get a chance to answer that. Let her answer.
Okay, go ahead, Shamika. Just know that my co-hosts here are both riding with the petty gang. Go ahead.
For me, with having a 99-cent book, like, I didn't think anything was wrong with it. I thought that that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know, because I'm just learning. So
Don't do that. We don't need the sound effect.
No, I'm just saying. That's the problem, because people come into the industry and they think that that is okay, that is the norm. And I said, well, aren't okay, and they aren't the norm. They're killing the industry. But that's another argument for another day.
Oh, you petty for that one. Don't say that and then not give me time to respond to that. That's
God
not
damn,
there.
Skippy, next.
Y'all see what I deal with? I get stuck between the two of them like this.
It is nothing wrong with a 99-cent book. I'm not saying all of your books need to be 99-cent, because that's not fair to you, because you're not getting but like 10, 20 cent off of a 99-cent book, but at the same time, your name is out there as well.
I don't even want to go across our guest. But let me ask you this, Shonda. How is your name out there more on the 99-cent book?
I'm going to tell you like this, because
before I put out that 99-cent book,
oh, Lord, help me.
First and foremost, I have one book that is 99-cent. Secondly, before I put out that 99-cent book, no one knew who I was.
They would know who you were if your book was $5.99.
Maybe not. People are cheap. People look at a $2.99 book and be like, damn, I ain't got but a dollar and some change in my account.
Come on,
let me get this. I know that.
They ain't one clicking no book anyway. Come on.
All people are not like that. I'm not saying they are. All people are not like that. But at the same time, sometimes when I ain't got, I'm in between paydays or whatever, and I want to read a book. You damn right, I'm gonna go get me a 99-cent book instead of putting my over
no,
my account
not,
over there for damn.
I apologize, ladies.
I'm so sorry. Jody gets my ass worked up every time we do this. Now, I don't know why he even did it. Anyway.
I love it. Anyway, sorry.
So y'all watch Empire tonight?
Tell me about why people should one-click your book. Give us the title and give us a synopsis.
Yes, tell us about your book. Please.
So the title of my book is Love Ain't Never Loyal, and it's basically like, I feel like I based it off like kind of like two females fell in love with football players, and it was like everything was going smooth until the boys moved away. Once the boys moved away, it's like years passed, they torn in between the two of them. No, the females are not able to move on. Once they move on, once they get the chance to move on, the boys come back into their lives, and everything else has just become chaotic.
Nice,
sounds
interesting. Okay.
Just like a dude
Shamika.
Come back when you finally get on.
Can I
Yeah, go ahead, Summer. Yeah. Ask the question.
What was the name of the book? Because I read one of you guys' books today. What was the name of your book? Because I think I read yours.
Love Ain't Never Loyal.
Yes, I did, ma'am. I read your book today. What Kenisha told me what the title was. I read it today. Nyla, was that her name?
Naya.
Shania.
Okay. I read your book today, and I had a question. I wrote it down. I'm sorry. I inbox you, though. We're friends on Facebook. I inbox you.
How you going to inbox? How did I get on the air?
I can't remember what it was. Don't do me like that.
Okay, Shamika, tell us about your book. Give us a title and give us a little synopsis and why people should one click.
Okay, mine is called The Streets Are My Wife. It's about a guy who's struggling with trying to juggle a street life with having the basic family, dealing with what I guess society would call the right way to live versus a quick way to make money. It has a lot of backstabbing and just a lot of turns in it. I think people should check it out.
Right, all right. Now, what makes your street look book a little bit different than the others? Tell me that. Because I know it's got to be different. You got to think it's different.
I would just think because of the way that it's written, for me, it's just based on, like, a lot of things that I've seen and that I know how game is run between different people.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is yours is authentic. It's the realness.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Now, Samaya, I know you haven't been in the game very long, but there's still new aspiring authors who are listening and probably will want some advice. What advice would you give them?
That no matter what, who knocks you down, you still have to follow your dreams, because people going to throw shade and it's okay. It's like you react, bounce back from it.
Really good advice. Shamika, same question.
Just to keep pushing, even if you get bad reviews, just know that a lot of people is not going to like your stuff, but then there's always somebody that would, and to just keep going for it. If it's what you want to do, just keep going.
All right. Coming up, y'all, we got the main topic, Sanaya and Shamika and Shonda and Kenitra and myself will all weigh in on this hot topic.
All right.
You ever messed with your ex's folks?
We'll be right back, guys.
Looking for a good read? Try reading Sugarland by our own Jodi Sanders. Meet Sugar, a mysterious and vengeful woman originally from a small town in Georgia, as she returns to the Carolinas to deal with her shameful and disturbing history with a group of three very flawed friends. Also by our own Kenitra Jordan, Eternal Bloom. Raised to honor her vows, Ayanna Adams soon learns the truth about her husband and still has to try to find a way to get herself and her children out alive. You can pick up these two titles at Amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. Thank you for your support.
And Sugar Free is coming soon.
Do we have any music?
I got so excited.
With Jingle Free's coming soon? There's no music for the main topic?
Because I was so excited about the book coming out. Have you read it, Shonda? Okay, I'm sorry.
Shonda doesn't support me.
In the cold way I used to text. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity.
How do I hear you?
Remember when I used to.
Hey! Well, that's you tell us, so why do I hear music?
I was like, why? You know how you hit your face on the phone and Pandora come on or something. I was like, what? Don't do me like that. Don't judge my life.
Anyway.
I'm going to tell you what I was thinking. It was like, you know, it's that old gospel song, Over My Head. I hear music in there. That's what that reminded me of. She's like, she was about to go to heaven. Oh, Lord. Okay.
I swear one time I thought God had came in because I swear my house was so empty, y'all. I swear. I woke up and it wasn't nobody around. The streets was empty. I was like, God, they came home and left me.
Lord have mercy.
Yes,
so, tonight's
that is
the topic.
I'm going to leave it alone. Go ahead.
Tonight's
don't judge me, Jody.
Is there ever, ever, ever a time where it is okay for you to date or slang, schmang, fuck, whatever you want to say, your
really?
Best
just
friend? I kind of covered it up some, so shut up. You know, to sleep with your best friend's ex or your friend's ex. Is there ever a time that that's appropriate? Jody, let's start off with you with the only male show
on
here.
Don't start off with me. We started off with me last week. It's your turn to start. What do you think?
I think that if it's my best friend's ex, I'm sorry, but I don't want him stirring my Kool-Aid. Okay? Once he stirred hers, I don't want his spoon anywhere near my pudding cup.
Right.
Okay?
But suppose you were attracted to him. And suppose you was your best friend 20 years prior.
No, I don't want his spoon in my pudding cup.
You
I'm
lie
sorry.
Like a
no.
dog.
I'm not lying. I don't share toys. I don't eat behind others. Okay? I don't want his spoon.
Unless you don't. Unless you married a virgin, you did eat behind somebody. Now what?
Judy, you know what I'm talking about. Jody, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean. You ate behind her.
I didn't. Oh my God! I did not get with my best friend or a friend's ex. You see, you are just such a jackass.
Anyway, so Naya, what do you think?
Nah, I don't want none of my friends in here. If he ain't treat her right, no guarantee he finna dog me.
Well, suppose it was years ago, and they broke up mutually. It wasn't like he dogged her out or anything. They just, you know, it was just a mutual thing. And she's moved on. No. Like, maybe she's happily married. He went away and came back.
I feel like no, because there won't be no trust in that. It's like she wouldn't trust me no more because of that situation. No, I feel
I'm glad you said it. So let me ask you this. I'm going to get deep in this. Let me ask you this. Suppose it was your ex, and one of your friends decided to get with one of your exes. Would you, like, not trust her ever again? Would you hate her guts? Would you not care? How would you handle that?
I mean, me personally, I wouldn't care because I feel like if you feel like he could do something that he couldn't do with me or you can work longer than we work, then, hey, I wish you the best of luck. It ain't going to be no hard feelings because at the end of the day, it's the past, and I feel like if we didn't work, then if y'all feel like y'all got a chance to work, go for it. Who am I to stop love?
So how come you don't feel that way in the reverse?
Because I feel like just from, like, experience, like, me and my friend is, like, not going through this, but it's, like, we going through this. Like, she feel like just because the boy like me that I'm not supposed to talk to him because he talks to her or vice versa. Like, she say she won't get mad, but at the end of the day, you could tell that she'll get mad about the situation.
Okay, so you just don't want the drama.
Yeah, I don't want the drama.
Okay.
Too many fish in the sea for that.
Exactly. Shamika,
that's right.
What do you think?
For me, I don't think I would really care. If my friend saw what I was going through with somebody, be it good or bad or whatever, say if it was bad, and that relationship ended and they chose to take a turn at it per se, like, that's on them.
Right.
So you wouldn't
right.
care one way or the other.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
All right, Shonda, okay. Let's have it.
Judging me already.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. I'm interested to hear what you're going to say.
For me, it depends on who the ex is, honestly. If it was my son's father.
I got a question for Shonda. Okay, so old dude that you talk about, you know who I'm talking about.
My friend? Yeah, my friend.
Your friend. Okay, all right, so you live in Arkansas, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay,
just tell the woman business.
She's already said where she lives. So let's say I move to Arkansas, okay, and then I meet that friend through you, and then he and I start... We get something, you know, going.
Bumping ugly.
You know, freaking sneaking going on. Are you going to be okay?
would I be okay with it?
Yeah.
I would, honestly.
You
if
would?
I thought, yeah.
With the
honestly,
way he had you hanging from the chandeliers?
Hey, brother, look. Look, you talking about my other friend. Oh, wait. I got two friends, y'all.
Man, how many friends you got?
Y'all, see, that's why I'm telling y'all stuff. Anyway, I got two friends. For the two beautiful ladies we have on the phone, I have two friends. I have one friend that I've been knowing, like, a long, long time. And then I have a friend. You know that friend. That friend you call when you need that friend. I got that kind of friend. So... him, but honestly, the one I wouldn't give a damn. I don't care. I ain't even going to take my time trying to explain. I just wouldn't care. Because at the end of the day, if you mess with him, I can't mess with him. I can't do it. We can't do it together. One of us going to have to stop. And if you move to Arkansas and you feel like, y'all didn't make a love connection and all of this stuff, I'ma back off. He wasn't my man to begin with. He was just my friend.
Okay. What about that other friend you got?
My other friend I've been knowing a long time. He wouldn't mess with any of my friends, regardless of how long it's been, who it is or what. He wouldn't do that just because we've had that since I've been in this situation. One of my homegirls tried to talk to him, and he was like, "Oh, you know Shonda." And she was like, "Yeah, you know, we've been knowing, we went to school together, blah, blah, blah." We wasn't really that, you know, we weren't that close. We was cool. We knew each other. He don't want to talk to nobody that I even know.
So if Beyonce was your friend, he wouldn't be smashing her.
He thought he was smashing, but he wouldn't tell me. That's the thing. He wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me. If Beyonce was my friend and he was smashing her, he wouldn't tell me. It's going to take Moses, Jesus, and two more white people for him to tell me that he's smashing her. I wouldn't fight about it. Now, my son, daddy, if it was one of my friends, baby, you better throw the gloves on because I'm finna straight Mayweather.
But wait a minute.
You're
no longer with him. Why?
I don't give a damn, baby. I don't care. That winky shot out my kid. No, we playing that game.
So there's rules to this stuff. That's what you're saying.
There's rules to it, baby. I'm telling you right now, any dude that I didn't mess with, you can have them. They free game. But my son, daddy, no, man. We can't even go. That's just something. That's just something. We can't. I can't. I'm not gonna compromise on that. Cause okay. that mean we share something that's deep. But if I let you shoot your kid up at me,
But wait a minute. But you're no longer together. So what happens to the whole I don't care? You know, if we ain't together, I don't care.
That's different. Nigga, we got five that bond. Different? What do you mean?
Why is that different?
Because we got five that bond. When we have a kid, it's just certain things. It's just off limit. Ties that bond is something that's off limit. If you got ties with somebody like that, if y'all got a kid together, I can't mess with them. I can't mess with your son, your daughter, father. Yeah, if I was a turn gay, I can't mess with your baby mama. I can't do none of that stuff.
That's interesting because I have a friend of mine who actually did just that and then had a kid.
That's overstepping your boundaries. That's overstepping because it should be, if you're going to mess with somebody, you need to understand that it's going to be awkward. It's going to be a situation if you don't say, come up front with your shit. If you're going to mess with a hot girl or a hot boy or whatever, or ex or whoever, just come up and be like, hey, I'm feeling such and such. I don't need your permission, but I want to make it known that we're feeling each other.
So I'm not trying to hide it from you. I'm not trying to hide it from you.
You can't mess with my son, Daddy. we throwing straight hands. I'm telling you right now. I'm coming to wherever you at.
You don't care if she's up front or not.
You're going to get this up front ass whooping. That's what it's just going to be. You can't mess with my son and daddy, bro. Like, that's, I'm sorry. That's for one person. You can't be my mama. You can't be my cousin. You can't be my third cousin twice removed. You can't have no relation to me in this world. You can't.
Okay.
Mess with my son and daddy, you can't. Now, my brother, daddy, my nigga. Hey, daddy.
Okay, I can get with that. To me, I'm with Shonda on this one, actually. There's certain rules to the game. To me, you just don't. I mean, there's too many people out here anyway. Why do you need to? Why do you need to mess with somebody who you already have a connection with?
They feel like it's better. They feel like, and most people be fooled. Most people fooled by what they thought their homegirl had. Like,
well,
oh, I can change him. Oh, he not going to do me like he did her because I'm different. No, boy, you the same. You just got another pussy you want.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's keep it real. Most women are catty. So y'all tell each other y'all stuff. And then you make the other person want your man, which you done already told her everything about him.
So now she probably told her all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. But it goes two ways, Shonda. Either y'all tell all the good stuff or y'all tell all the bad stuff.
See, y'all is a broad term, and I don't do that. My mama taught me a long time ago, you don't tell every woman all your business.
Exactly. But you don't tell nobody your business. How about that?
No, because some people you can tell your business too, but you don't tell every woman your business. And because men are like that too. You can't tell all men your business because that same homeboy you talking to might want your girl.
Oh, yeah. It happens like that. But men generally don't tell their homeboys about their girls. They just don't.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. That's all just like females do. Yeah, they do.
I said men. Get it straight.
Whatever.
Most men don't talk about their women like that, the other men. They just don't. I'm telling you.
They just don't.
No. Why would you?
Why?
Oh, yeah, why would you? Unless you're in Canada. Let me tell you something. The only time men talk to other men about their women is about women they don't care about. Because they don't care about them.
They don't care
if something happens. I'm saying the only time men talk about their women to other men is when they don't really care about their women.
So it's not like, oh my God, I love this woman so much. She is the one. And you go tell your dude about it, your friend, in that instance,
like, okay, let's say you're a guy, you just met the woman of your dreams or whatever. You may tell your best guy friend that, but you ain't gonna tell a bunch of dudes. You know what I'm saying? You might tell your best guy friend, hey, you know, I think I just met my wife. or whatever. But you ain't going to elaborate. And you ain't going to be like, yeah, man, she freaked me like something, something. You're, nah, don't go down like that.
That may be true, but my homeboy, he don't talk to his other friends about his girl. But he talks to me all the time.
Okay, because you're a woman. You're not his homeboy.
I know, but I mean, even still, men tend to do some of the things that women do.
It just happens like this.
And honest to God, like, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with you. It's the difference between being a man and being a bitch. Because some men are bitches, like dead ass. I kid y'all not. Me and my homeboy, real life, me and my homeboy went to the barbershop. I'm sitting up here chilling. I'm just sitting up here chilling. I'm scrolling through my phone. Just happened to look up, and these fools started, and I started tuning into the conversation. Man, my girl this. My girl do this in the bedroom. My girl do this in the bedroom. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what the hell going on here? So I'm tuning in some more, and I'm listening, and I'm like, so I stopped him. I was like, oh, so this is your side chick. This is who you snatching right now. He was like, no, this is my wife, yo, who? This your who? Yo, what? I was like, bro. My friend was like, chill, this is the barbershop. This is where we do stuff. He was going to get a haircut. I was just chilling. We was chilling. He was like, well, chill, this is the barbershop. This is the barbershop. This is what we do this at. And he was like, and all dude was like, yeah, this is what we do, you know, we chill. I was like, nigga, you don't tell all these fools about your girl, because this same dude you talking to is the same one that's going to smash your chick, because she do all that stuff with her tongue.
Pretty much. Usually these guys with low self-esteem. Or who feel like they done came up on somebody better than them, who like to brag about stuff like that. When I used to ball at the gym here, there used to be this guy who used to bring, and, you know, this is back in the day, before we had, you know, cell phones or cameras or whatnot. He used to bring, like, Polaroids of his girl and show them. Like, who the hell want to see a Polaroid of your chick? I'm just saying. But he would have like 10 to 15 Polaroids, you know, with her in compromising position. Who wants to see that? I want to see your naked chick. I ain't smashing this, so why I want to see them? You know what I'm saying? To me, that was just dumb, to be honest with you. But because what ended up happening was a dude that we used to play ball with ended up smashing his chick. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, wow.
But you just don't do that. To me, you when you do stuff like that, you're inviting other people into your relationship. And you don't need to do that. That's just my opinion.
So you would have a threesome?
Would I have a threesome?
Yeah, you would.
Now, where'd that come from?
He would.
I mean, a comment.
You would. Yo,
what is a threesome having to do with what to
say? Because you said you don't invite other people. Exactly.
If I wasn't really, really into it, yeah, I have a threesome. But my lady, nah. Mm-mm.
Wait a minute, so you wouldn't do a threesome with your lady?
Nah. I don't need to be opening up Pandora's box like that. Exactly.
Because your girl gonna leave you for that other girl.
And if my lady wanted a threesome like that, then I would question, you know what I'm saying, what she was already doing.
Mm-hmm. Huh? As you should.
So there's a lot of people. There are a lot of women that are
bisexual. She calling you a thot.
I call bullshit.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Mother Teresa is calling bullshit, really.
She sure is. I call bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm just saying I call bullshit on that.
I don't think he would with his girl. I don't think Jody would with his girl. I don't think he
as
would
much,
with his wife.
Wait a minute. As much as this ninja talks about wanting a threesome, I call bullshit, okay?
No. I'm not saying he wouldn't have one. I don't think he would have one with his wife.
Exactly.
I don't think if he got married, I don't think it would be with his wife. I think if he, homegirl, what's up? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think if his girl or somebody he was talking to was like, you know what, baby, I think we should have a threesome. I think he'd jump on that train. I really do.
I call bullshit. I'm just telling you.
Because if you listen to Jody's past comments, yeah, he wants a threesome.
I call bullshit.
You don't know me like that. Sandra, you're dead on. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Bullshit, okay?
I listen to Dodi a lot, and I
big
think that...
Big old steaming pile of bullshit.
Okay.
I call bullshit.
You hear it, Sandra?
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, but Empire's going to come on in a little
while. So, I just want to thank Sanaya and Shamika for being on with us tonight. And, of course, the lovely and talented Shonda.
Thank you, please
go out and support all of us, support our special guest tonight, and pick up their books. And please tune back in next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock again.
Where did you just turn African?
Was it British? Haters gonna hate.
Was that New Zealand?
Next Wednesday night, we have Asia Taylor and we have Contel Bradford. We thank you very much. And now I'm going to take you all out. Thank you.
Did it. Yes.